We have a kid's message today, so if you're a kid, come on up in the front, and we have actually chairs that you can sit in, or you can sit on the floor, whichever is best for you.
Hi guys.
Hi.
How was your summer?
It was great.
And in this chapter, Jesus has gathered his disciples and is preparing to send them out. And these are 12 of the men that have spent several years with him, and he's taught them everything he could to prepare them to spread the gospel. But not everything he said at that point in time was really the greatest sounding words. He told them how some of them would be arrested. They'd get taken before kings to have to answer for why are you believing in Jesus Christ. And they would get beaten. But he promised them that the Holy Spirit would be with them and that the Holy Spirit would give them the words to speak as he gave them opportunities. And then he tells this verse to them, and this is what I want to read together. So if you read English, please read with me. Matthew 10:27. What I tell you in the darkness, speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in the ear, proclaim upon the housetops. So this verse tells them that what they heard from God, they were supposed to be ready to speak that word loudly. He would be ready to speak his word from the housetops. How many of you would climb up on top of your house and say the words that God has given you? But we're going to practice speaking the truth of God here for a second. So I'm going to say some words, and then I want you guys to stand up, turn around, and tell the adults what I say. So come on. Come close. So you're going to be my microphone, okay?
I've
got a few that are ready. Here. Hey, stand up. First one's easy.
Am I supposed to stand?
You can turn around. You can do that.
Come close.
Oh, wait.
Make sure you can hear what Mark says.
So I'm counting three. Face that way now. That way. There you go. I'm 1, 2, 3.
God is.
Oh, that was kind of weak. Come on. You're supposed to shout it from the rooftops.
All
right. I can do louder than you guys. Ready? One more time. Ready, set, go.
God is.
Much better. Stay facing that way. Now say, God gave Jesus to die for your sins.
God is.
Well, they're not supposed to hear me, they're supposed to hear you, so they can hear you, I promise. Okay, so it says, God gave Jesus to die for your sins.
God gave Jesus to die for our sins.
Okay, one more time together.
God.
All together.
God.
One, two, three, go.
God gave Jesus to die for our sins.
All right, good job. Sit down. What's interesting is that even though this is to people you know, it's still kind of hard, right, to be loud and say what you were told. And yet it's actually a little bit easier here than once you get out into your schools. But God is promising He will give His Spirit to you and He will give His words to you to share His truth, His love. How many of you think it's easy for, like, say, for me, what I just gave that word from God earlier, how many think that's pretty easy to do for me? To say what God told me. We got one. How many think it's hard for me? Do you know I sat there and argued with God for 5 minutes? I don't think this is, what is this, you? Is this me? I don't know. Should I say anything? But so many times when I'm arguing like that, that usually means, yup, that's from God and I should say it. Who starts school in the next week or two? Next 2 weeks, does everybody start school? Right? You start school in the next 2 weeks? Yes, I'll transfer you guys. Yes. Everybody will be back in school in 2 weeks' time. And as you do, I'm actually praying. Last night as I was studying, that God would give His Spirit to you and you would be able to speak the truth of God. And I'm praying that you will not be afraid. Because God is with you. And He wants you to where are you supposed to shout His words from? Oh, so if you're supposed to be doing it from the housetops, you think you can do it in the schoolyard? So everywhere we go, let's proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that this song was true where it says that you are good. Father, my heart's desire is that these children would realize how good you are. Lord, I ask, like Samuel in the Bible, when he was so young, he was able to hear your voice, and I ask that these kids would truly hear your voice. Because, Lord, I do know you speak, but sometimes we don't listen. So Lord, I ask that you speak into these children's lives. And Lord, I ask that you give us adults, us parents, the words to speak to these kids as well, to encourage them to follow you. And God, I ask that this school year, you would use the children in this room to change the lives of someone in their school. And Lord, we will continue to say that you are good. We love you and we thank you.
ありがとうございます。
感謝です。 心配かけましたけど無事に帰ってきました。
Some of you were a bit worried about me when you heard I broke my arm, but praise God, I can be back in Tokyo.
本当にこうしてですね、皆さん前にこう普通に立ってることはありがたいですね。
And I'm just really praise God that I can just be standing here just kind of normally.
あんまりですね、失敗したので自分の失敗を説明したくないんです。少し説明しますね。
So it was. I feel like I really did something stupid, so I'd rather not say, but I feel like I should tell you a little bit at least.
自転車で転びました。
I fell on my bicycle.
はいはいはい、
That's it.
苦しいな。はい、そうですね。はい、7月31日の午後2時ぐらいなんですけども。
So on July 31st, around 2 o'clock.
今日は初めての休日だと思ってロードバイキング。
It was kind of, I was feeling like, oh, today is actually the first day of my real vacation, and I was riding a road bike.
ですからロードバイクってユニフォームって言ったら自転車用の格好で。
And I had my fancy clothes, my bicycling clothes, and I was going.
一生懸命坂を下りながら。
Going up the hill. Puffing and puffing.
そして急坂を
降りてきた。And I was going down this really steep hill.
ちょっとブレーキをかけました。
And I put on the brakes a bit.
気がついたら空中を飛んでました。
And don't really know what happened, but suddenly I was flying in the air.
そして次に見えたのは、
The next thing that I saw,
コンクリートの地面がどんどんどんどん目の前に
近づいて。The next thing I saw was the ground coming closer and closer to my face.
次の瞬間に私は頭を打ちました。
So, the next moment I hit my head really hard.
そして右にローテート
して。I rolled a bit and I hit my right side.
パッと立ち上がりました。
And I stood up.
でも左手を見たら、あ、これ折れてると思いました。
But I looked at my left arm and I'm like, oh no, this is broken.
はい。はい。で、一瞬、もう、クラクラっとして、倒れました。
And for a moment, I just felt a bit dizzy and everything kind of went dark and I kind of fell down.
で、もう一回立ち上がって、
And I got up again.
自転車を持って、
And I held my bike.
2、3歩歩きました。
And I walked a couple of steps.
そしたら友人が車で来てどうしたのって
言って、and just right then a friend was coming down the same hill by car and he stopped and said, "Oh, are you okay?"
No, I'm not. I broke.
And I said, "No, I'm not okay. I broke my arm."
救急車呼んで。
I really need an ambulance.
で、救急車に乗りました。
And I took an ambulance. Got an ambulance.
でもバーブラさんその時にバーブラさんその時に友達のお見舞いで、遠くの病院に行ってたので
but,
私は一人で救急車に乗りました。
But actually Barbara was visiting another friend in the hospital, so she was at another hospital which was a bit far away, and so I got into the ambulance by myself.
お医者さんに言ったら、あ、折れてますね。手術が必要ですね。
And I got to the hospital and the doctor sSimply said, "Oh, wow, it's broken, isn't it? You need an operation."
で、どこでしたらいいですか？そうですね、東京帰ってやりますか？とか。
So the doctor was really just kind of acting, and he was saying, "Well, I wonder, maybe you should go to Tokyo and."
まあ、とにかく、妻がに電話をしてですね、長野の大きな病院に連れて行ってもらいました。
So Barbara came and she drove me to another hospital that was a bit further away.
で、そこにその晩入して翌日手術をしました。
And I was hospitalized that day, and then the next day they operated on my wrist.
はい、はい、ということです。Any questions?
Any questions?
実はですね、私は多分それまでですね、この中で多分一人だけだと思うんですよ。私は今まで入院したことがなかったんです。
So, until that time, I had never been in the hospital. I've never been hospitalized.
家で生まれたんですね。
So, how about you guys? Like, I was actually born in my house.
ですから病院で一晩を過ごしたことはなかった。
So I had never spent a night in the hospital. Is there anybody else like that who's never spent, even as a baby, like not born, you weren't born in a hospital or,
So
it's my first time in the hospital, my first time having an operation. It was like a movie.
10数えるうちに意識がなくなりますよって言うんですね。
So the doctor, the anesthesiologist said to me, count to 10, and by the time you get to 10, you'll have lost consciousness. So I started counting 1, 2, 3
を覚えてません。
I don't even remember getting to 3.
今はここまで動きます。
So now it's my left hand, so I can move my fingers a bit.
1週間は何も動きませんでした。
But for about a week, I could hardly move at all.
ボルトとプレートで止めてました。
So a plate and a bolt is holding my bones together.
もう抜歯をしてますけどもね。見たくない、みんなに見せたくないんで、ちょっとカバーしようかと思ったんですけど。
And I even got my stitches out the other day, and I don't really want to look at it myself, and I'm not sure if I should cover it up.
毎日リハビリをしています。
I'm doing rehabilitation every day.
ですからこの3週間私にとってですね、ちょっと普通の体験ではありませんでした。
So these last three weeks was a really unusual experience. Every day was really unusual for me.
まあ、とにかくヘルメットをかぶってたので守られました。
So I really realized that because I was wearing a helmet, when I fell, that I was really protected.
みんな自転車の時ヘルメットかぶるんだよ。
So are you? Okay. How about you guys? Do you wear a helmet when you ride a bicycle? One person.
まあ、今一つ思ってるのは本当に。
One thing that I really
realized
that we are all alive because of God. It's not just we are. It's God's It's not a coincidence that we're living, but it's really God's gift that
So
God Himself is keeping us alive, and God Himself wants to use us. So I really have experienced that God is giving me life. Really praise God. And really praise God also for your prayers.
先々週日曜日ですから皆さんにお祈りしてくださいって言ったときに
So, 2 weeks ago I asked if you guys could pray for me.
もう日曜日の朝痛かったんですよね。
And that day it was really, my arm was really hurting.
でも午後はすごく楽になりました。
But as it approached afternoon, my arm really, the pain in my arm really had decreased incredibly.
本当に祈られてるってことを感じました。
So I really felt the power of prayer and really felt people were praying for me.
軽くなった。
And it was incredible how much less the pain, how much the pain had decreased.
癒しと祈りを感じました。
I really felt the healing of God and really praise God for that.
4月の終わりに私はエペソ書からメッセージを取り付けました。ちょっと見たいと思うんですけど、見たいと思うんですけども。
Some of you were here, but at the end of July, I was sharing from a passage in Ephesians.
これは神様の武具についての話です。
And that passage is, some of you would remember, is about the armor of God.
この6章の10節はですね。
It begins from Ephesians chapter 6.
神様の偉大な力で強くなりなさいという言葉で始まります。
It begins, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
主によるためのみ強くなりなさい。
Become strong in the strength, and the might of God.
しっかり立ちなさいっていう。
And it continues to stand up, telling us, commanding us to stand up.
神様の武具を身につけなさいっていうんです。
And it continues to command us to put on the armor of God.
寝ていてるんじゃないんですね。立つんですね。
We're not supposed to be lying down or we're supposed to be standing up.
私たちは戦いの最中で立ち上がって神様の武具を身につけるんです。
And we're in a spiritual battle, so we need God's armor.
神様の武具を覚えてますか？
You remember what that armor is?
はい。まず何ですか？真理の帯。
So first, it's the belt of truth.
正義の胸当て。
The breastplate of righteousness.
平和の福音の履物、靴。
It's the readiness of the peace of the gospel.
信仰の盾。
It's the shield of faith.
救いの兜。
It's the helmet of salvation.
霊の剣を持ちなさいというんです。
And it's the spear, the sword or dagger of the spirit, the word of the spirit.
私たちは神様の武具を意識して持つ必要があります。
So we need to be aware of putting on this armor.
しっかりと身支度をする必要があります。
We need to put on this armor.
私は自転車でヘルメットをかぶって守られたように。
So just as I was protected when I was riding the bicycle by my helmet.
私たちは神様の武具を身につける必要があります。
In the same way, we need to put on the armor of God.
でもこの箇所の面白いところは次の前に出てるかな。その前その次ですね。その次ですね。OK。Next。Can we have next? OK。この武具を身につけた人は戦いに行くんですけれども、その戦いは私たちの想像と少し違います。
And it continues. The passage continues that we're going to be in a spiritual battle. We're going to be in a battle, but it might be a bit different from the battle that we imagine.
それはですね。祈りなんですね。
And the battle is through prayer.
人々が霊の戦いをしているときに私たちは武具を身につけて祈るんです。
And when we're in this battle, we need to put on God's armor and we need to pray.
お互い祈り合う必要があるんです、ね。
We need to pray together and we need to pray for each other.
私たちは立ち上がって戦っているときに兄弟姉妹がそれぞれの戦いにあることがわかるんです。
When we stand up, we are more aware that ourselves as well as our brothers and sisters are in the midst of a battle.
で、パウロも私のために祈ってくださいと言います。
And Paul says in this passage, he asks the Ephesian church to pray for him.
祈ってくださいっていうのを苦手な人もいますよね。
Maybe you feel a little bit shy to ask, oh, would you pray for me?
ちょっと恥ずかしいですね。これのために祈ってください。
Maybe you're embarrassed to share and say, would you pray for me about this particular thing?
パウロは大胆に福音を述べ伝えるように祈ってくださいっていうんです。
But Paul asked the Ephesian church, the recipients of this letter, to pray that he would be able to share the gospel with boldness.
さっきマークさんが屋根の上からね、叫びなさいと言いましたけど、パウロもそのような祈りが必要なんです。
So, Mark just shared about shouting out the good news of Jesus from the rooftops, and Paul prayed that he would be able to share in this way, share boldly.
私たちはお互いが本当に主の証人として立ち上がるように祈り合う必要があります。
And in order for every single one of us to be able to share the gospel, to be able to be God's witnesses, we need to pray for one another.
そして私たち一人一人祈りの勇者、祈りの兵隊、祈りのワリアーとして立つことができるんです。
And when we pray for one another, that's when we'll be able to stand up, and that's when we'll be able to be fighting for God.
本当にこの数週間、人々の皆さんの祈りを感じます。
And these last few weeks, I really felt like people were praying for me.
神様の癒しも感じます。
And I really experienced God's healing.
ですからもう一度こう自分の言葉で、それなかなかですね、これについて祈ってくださいというのは苦手なんですけど、私たちお互いにこのために祈ってくださいということが必要だということを感じています。
So, actually, I'm bad at specifically asking for prayer, but this experience really showed me that I need to be able to share in that way.
私は3つあります。
There's three things.
癒されること。
To be healed.
それからリハビリがきついんですよね。痛いんですよね。リハビリが忍耐してできるように。
And one other thing that I would like prayer about at this time is that the rehabilitation is really painful, so that I could do it and do it well.
あとは全て他のやるべきことができるようにという3つの私は課題が。
And the third thing that I would really like you to pray for me about is that I would be able to do the things that I need to do in my daily life.
一人一人が日々さまざまな戦いや必要があるわけですから。
Every single person here is facing some kind of battle in their daily life.
でもそれは一人の戦いではない。
But it's not your own battle by yourself.
私たちは兄弟姉妹ともにそれを戦うことができるんです。
We're supposed to fight together and we're supposed to fight for one another.
今日は旧約聖書から有名な箇所を読みたいんですけれども。
Today I want to finish up by
finish up from start.
Start.
はい。有名なところですけど。
We're gonna look at a passage in the Old Testament that many of you know.
第一サムエルの十六章。
It's in the book of First Samuel.
日本語で読みます。マッシュですね。サウラがやってくるとサムエルはエリアブに目を留め、彼こそ主の前にアドルは捧げられたものだと思った。しかし主はサムエルに言われた。容姿や背の高さに目を向けるな。私は彼を退ける。人間が見るようには見ない。人は目に映ることを見るが主は心によって見る。
If you read English, please join me. 1 Samuel 16 verses 6 and 7. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
イスラエルの人々が王様を欲しいというので、サムエルはサウルを王として立てました。
So, the people of Israel kept saying that we want a king like everybody else. Give us a king, give us a king. And so, God appointed Saul to be the first king.
でもサウルが神様の支配から神様に逆らうようになって、
But Saul, the king Saul rebelled against God.
サムエルは神様にどうしましょうかと祈ったときに新しい王が約束されました。
And when Samuel prayed, God said that he's going to choose a new king.
新しい王、新しい指導者。
Going to be a new king, a new leader for Israel.
神様はサムエルにエッサイの家に行きなさいと言います。
And God ordered Samuel, the prophet Samuel, to go to the house of Jesse.
エッサイには8人の子供がいます。
And Jesse had, eight sons.
で最初の長男がエリアブなんですけども、
And the first of, the eldest one was called Eliab.
彼はエリアブが目の前に立った時に、あ、もうその姿も麗しいので、この人が王様だと思います。
So, Samuel asked Jesse to bring his sons together, and the first son came, his name was Eliab, and he was really aSomeone of great stature, and so Samuel thought, oh, this must be the king.
Handsome, かっこいい、頭が良さそう。すべて一目から見たらいいように見えるんですね。
So he was a handsome, he was tall, and he looked very smart. So from people's eyes, they thought, you know, oh, wow, this must be the king.
印象違うんですよ。これの高さです。私はこれぐらいと。
So, depends, your height really gives a different impression.
でも神様はサムエルに言います。違うよ。
But God says to Samuel, no, this isn't the king.
神様は容姿、姿、格好を見ないって言うんです。
God says that he doesn't look at the outward appearance.
感謝ね。
Praise God. Praise God.
感謝ね。はい。でも神様を見るのは私たちの心を見るというんです。
But the word continues that God looks at our hearts.
心を見る。感謝ですか?
So are you thankful about that? How do you feel that you hear that God is looking at your heart?
それとも不安ですか? 見られちゃってる? どうでしょう?
Or do you feel some kind of uncomfortableness? Oh no, God is looking at my heart?
神様は私たちのすべてをご存知です。
God knows everything that's going on in our heart.
ですから私たちを隠さず神様に立つことができます。
So, if you think about that, then we don't need to try to hide because we can't hide, so we can just be honest before God.
もし私たちは 神様に、ね、に逆らうものがあるなら神様許してくださいということができます。
And we can ask for God's forgiveness if there's any kind of place of rebellion in our hearts.
私たち神様からに隠れることはできないのに、なんで隠れようとしてしまうんでしょうか。
So think about it for a minute. We can't hide from God. So why do we try to hide from God?
私たちは隠れることはできないのに、なんで隠れようとしてしまうんでしょうか。
It's impossible to hide from God. So why do we keep trying?
全てを明け渡して、本当に神様に見ていただき